Hey everyone, Josh here, Soulpreneur Grind, Tuesday, May the 7th, and hope your week's going well. It's Tuesday, as I said, and it's pretty gray out here, which is kind of a bummer because we're supposed to be getting around that corner and getting into summer, but apparently it's going to be a little bit longer. Anyways, hope things are going well for you. Top of mind this week has really been my firm. The last few weeks I've been talking a lot about SG. Which is, I hope, fine with you. Would love to hear your thoughts on kind of which one you're more interested in, either SG or the law firm, which is, you know, the main hustle. And the reason why the firm is so top of mind right now is because I have my main service offering. So the main thing I do is I help companies bring tech workers into Canada. And what I'm really thinking about is going up or down that value chain, right? So you have these clients and they buy this one thing from you, whether it be a product or service. And the one thing that I now provide, I think I do it pretty well. I know it really well, can do it fairly easily. A lot of it's automated. And so, you know, the next question is then, well, can you go up or down the value chain? I don't know if that's the right term. Can you go up or down the chain for your customer to provide them with a service before or after that one specific product or service you're offering? You know what I mean? So, for example, I don't know. What's an example? Let's say, like a laundry store that offers delivery drop-off, right? It's like an upsell. Oh, you're going to get your laundry done here anyways. We can drop it off for you when it's done, whatever, you know, as an add-on. So I'm trying to think about how to apply that to the firm. I have a few ideas, but really this week is doing a lot of research and talking to those customers to kind of figure out what could be a good fit to fill that stuff. So that's kind of the focus for this week. Also just have some client work and a couple really exciting interviews actually lined up for SG. I'm really excited about those. Keep your eyes peeled. Instagram at Solopreneur Grind. I'm interested to hear what you guys think in terms of the balance between the two that I talk about, right? Because like my main hustle is the firm and then I do SG. And I really enjoy them both for very different reasons. And so I feel like I might talk about them slightly differently or, you know, different approaches, different insights. So love to hear any feedback if you have it on kind of which you prefer, if you like the mix of both, because what's happening is I'm jumping back and forth between them every single day. And so, you know, going up and down that customer chain, value chain, whatever you want to call it, should apply to any business, right? So what I like to preach is, first and foremost, figure out that one product or service, right? Figure out your niche and that one product or service that can take you up to step one or, you know, one level of success. And then once you've gotten comfortable there, or once you've gotten profitable there, or once you have a good stream of customers there, then look for that next step, right? So I've been toying around with that for a while with my firm, probably for too long, and now it's really time to get into it, I think. So I'll definitely keep you posted on how that goes, right, in terms of the first thing I'm doing is talking to the customers, right? So I have a long list of customers that I've served over the last year. And if you want to learn what's something you can sell to them that you might be able to sell before or after your current product or service, well, go ask them, right? Go ask them what they like, don't like about the current service, what needs aren't being met in other areas that are maybe related directly or indirectly to that service, and, you know, talk to as many as you can. And then in most cases, things will kind of present themselves, right? And I remember one of the reasons why I started the SG podcast was I read on the, the Fastlane Forum. If you've never been on the Fastlane Forum, forget if it's the FastlaneForum.com, but if you Google the Fastlane Forum, it's the first one that'll come up. It's MJ DeMarco's forum, and he's written a few great books on building wealth. And essentially, this guy made a really cool post. I'll try and find the link and put it in the description. But he posted about this really cool strategy. If you don't have any idea for a business or a product or a service and you want to get started in especially like, you know, e-commerce and stuff like that, he said, pick a niche. Start a podcast and interview 100 people, 100 of the best people in that niche that you pick. And then, I'm butchering this a little bit, but I'm trying to get out just the details that we need for this. And then, once you've interviewed these people and kind of built a relationship with them, you know, stay in touch with them, have regular phone calls with them, catch up with them, and ask them what their biggest struggles are. And then solve those problems, right? Solve those problems, which was, it's like such a cool and simple business model. I'm going to try and find the link because it was a great, like, simple thread. Now, is it like the perfect business model? Not per se, but if you want to get started down that road, or just start something and you don't have an idea, it's a great way to do it. And you learn along the way, right? If you do 100 podcasts, I think I have episodes 34 and 35 going live this week. And you learn a lot. Even if you just do like 10 of them, you learn a lot. And it's free, right? It's free knowledge. It's free conversations that you're having with these people. You get to pick their brains. So, but the key that I'm applying right now, there's many keys that I took from that, but the key that I'm applying right now is talk to the audience, right? Talk to your current and previous customers. Talk to future customers. Talk to people that you know could, you know, are in that niche that may not be customers, but maybe you have a friend of a friend who is in that target market, right? Just talk to them, see what comes of it. So that's what I'm going to do for the next week. I'll keep you posted on how it goes. If you have any questions, want any topics talked about, maybe certain things even I've mentioned, but you want me to go into greater detail, drop a comment, drop me a DM on Instagram at solopreneurgrind, and I will make sure to get that answered. Anyways, hope your week's going well. Talk to you tomorrow.